From NPR News, this is Day to Day. You are paying a lot for gas. Who do you blame? Do you blame the oil companies? Well, they know it, and they're trying to change your mind with a multi-million dollar PR campaign. Joining us now is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. And John, what is the goal of this campaign?
Well, it really is comprehensive. It's across all forms of media. It involves TV, radio, newspapers, blogs, even groups of industry lobbyists who travel around to state capitals giving press conferences. It's all an attempt to improve the oil industry's image, not just with the public, but with political leaders. If you've watched a news or a public affairs program on television, you've probably seen an ad like this.
We have substantial oil and natural gas resources right here. Enough to power 60 million cars and heat 160 million households for 60 years. With advanced technology and smart policies, together we can secure America's energy future.
Now, these ads are ubiquitous here in Washington because among the audience are the 535 members of Congress, where there are calls for a windfall profits tax or other political ways to get the industry to foot the bill for easing the pain at the pump.
Well, speaking of footing the bill, how much is the industry spending on this ad campaign?
It's being coordinated by the Industry Trade Association in Washington, the American Petroleum Institute. They didn't have anyone who could comment on the PR campaign by our deadline, but they told the Washington Post that the cost is less than $100 million. Now, if it's anywhere near that, that's a whole lot of money compared to other public issue campaigns of its kind, which rarely exceed about $5 million. One of the additional expenses of this campaign, they take groups of reporters and bloggers out to offshore oil rigs to show them how oil is extracted domestically.
So what prompted the oil companies to launch this extensive effort?
Well, they realized that the public and lawmakers blame them for these high prices. Here's how Mark Cooper with the Consumer Federation of America reacted to the industry's PR campaign.
They deserve all the animosity they get. Yeah, their answer to a very serious dislocation in energy markets from which they are profiting is to pump up the PR and mislead people. The public overwhelmingly see that there's more than just, quote, supply and demand going on. They hold the Bush administration and the oil companies responsible.
So that's just the kind of attitude that the oil industry is trying to counter with this campaign. And they're not the only ones trying to polish their image right now. There are similar, although less expensive, campaigns by coal and natural gas industries. These companies acknowledge that their own research into public opinion shows that it's extremely low, and they've started this campaign, which may be one of the largest of its kind ever undertaken.
Thank you, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.